From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Book 2 of the Malorian, King of the Murgos, by David Eddings. We begin with the prologue, being an account of how Bilgerian's son was stolen, and how he learned the abductor was that Zandramas, against whom the orb of Aldur had warned. From the Lives of Bilgerian the Great, Introduction, Volume 4. Now, as has been told, in the earliest of days the gods created the world and filled it with all manner of beasts and fowls and plants. Men also they created, and each god chose from among the races of men those whom they would guide, and over whom they would rule. The god Aldur, however, took none, choosing to live apart in his tower and study the creation which they had made. But a time came when a hungry child arrived at Aldur's tower, and Aldur took the child in and taught him the will and the word, by which all power may be used in the manner that men call sorcery. And when the boy showed promise, Aldur named him Belgarath, and made him a disciple. Then in time, others came, and Aldur taught them and made them also his disciples. Among these was a malformed child whom Aldur named Beldin. There came a day when Aldur took up a stone and shaped it, and he called it his orb, for the stone had fallen from beyond the stars, and was a seat of great power, a center for one of the two destinies, which had been in conflict for control of all creation since the beginning of days. But the god Torak coveted the stone, and he stole it, for the dark destiny had claimed his soul for its agent. Then the men of Aloria, known as Alorns, met with Belgarath, who led Kerak Bareshoulders and his three sons into the far east, where Torak had built Kotal Mishrak, the city of eternal night. By stealth, they stole back the orb and returned with it. With the council of the gods, Belgarath divided Aloria into the kingdoms of Kerak, Drasnia, Algeria, and Riva, naming each for one who had accompanied him. And to Riva, Iron Grip, who was to rule over the Isle of the Winds, he gave the keeping of the orb, which Riva placed on the pommel of the great sword that he hung upon the wall of the Hall of the Riven King, behind his throne. When Belgarath sought his home, but found tragedy awaiting him, his beloved wife Poledra had passed from the world of the living in giving birth to twin girls. In time he sent Beldaran, the fairer of these, to be a wife to Riva Iron Grip, to found the line of the Riven Kings. His other daughter, Polgara, he kept with him, since her dark hair bore a single lock of white, the mark of the sorceress. Guarded by the power of the orb, all went well with the West for thousands of years. Then, on an evil day, King Gorek of Riva and his sons and sons' sons were slain by foul treachery. One child escaped, however, to be henceforth guarded in secret by Belgarath and Polgara. On the isle, the Riven warder, Brand, sorrowfully took over the authority of his slain lord, and his sons continued to guard Aldur's orb, and all were known as Brand. But there came a time when Zadar the Apostate found a child of such innocence that he could touch the orb without being destroyed by its fire. And thus Zadar stole the orb and fled with it toward the place where his dread master Torak lay hidden. When Belgarath learned of this, he went up to the quiet farm in Sindaria, where Polgara was rearing a boy named Geryon, who was the last descendant of the Riven line. Taking the boy with them, they set out after the orb. After many perilous adventures, they found the child whom they named Erend, and with Erend bearing the orb, they returned to set the orb back upon the sword. Then Geryon, now named Belgerian for the powers of sorcery he had shown, learned of the prophecy, which revealed that the time was at hand when he, as the child of light, must confront the evil god Torak, to kill or to be killed.